Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another TRC podcast where I am joined on my right by Levi Gates.
Hey, Dane, what's going on?
Hey, hey, and to my left, Anthony Fisher.
Happy to be here, Dane. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so anyway, welcome to the podcast, everybody, and we'll be building up an audience as we go along here. But before we get into our weekends and all that stuff, any housekeeping?
A little bit of housekeeping, a little bit of sweeping, a little bit of some stuff that we need to take care of.
A lot of comments about the sale. A lot of people are saying, what a sale. So thank you to those of you who decided to take part in that. But yeah, anything to add?
Yeah, well, I mean, this weekend was pretty crazy, yeah. Right? Black Friday, Cyber Monday. It was a fantastic sale on everybody's end, right? On the customer's ends of buying the product, but on our end and on our team's end for doing such a good job. I mean, everything from the website stuff to actual fulfillment, marketing, you know, videos and everything. It was a very, very successful weekend.
And it was pretty rad. I can't believe it.
I would say that, so the sale itself, right, with like the doorbusters and whatnot are already pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. I like to think of our Black Friday, Monday sale like a race, right?
Okay.
Getting ready to start, sitting at the line. Maybe we're in a black Dodge Challenger.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
You
black
know.
Dodge Challenger. Okay, gotcha.
Or Charger, whichever one you want.
And is somebody else in a different car? Maybe
somebody else.
Like a Nissan GTR, like
possibly.
A blue one,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an R34.
Right, lights getting ready. It's Thanksgiving. We're finishing our food. We're getting ready. We're thinking maybe Black Friday is going
to
be hitting.
And there's like this thing on the dash that tells you where you need to go. It's
exactly.
Like a map.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, light turns green. We take off.
Damn. Okay,
right?
Front wheels come up off
front
the ground.
Front wheels come up on
that
because we're running a big block.
Yeah.
Right? So the race starts happening.
Yeah.
Right? People go on the website. They start buying stuff.
Yeah, I like
that. The doorbusters start making those vehicles go a little faster.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Right? We don't know which one's pulling ahead, though. Might be either one, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We're talking about horsepower torque. We're talking about cornering capabilities, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, G-force.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Cyber Monday kicks in.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Cyber Monday, we drop more doorbusters.
Yeah.
Additional doorbusters.
Yeah.
And even
they
better
can't
savings.
Stop. And that's the nitrous is what that
is the
right? And
right.
Too
soon,
and that's
junior.
The too soon junior situation,
exactly.
Right? Where, you know, some people are dropping doorbusters. They dropped everything, right?
They shot the whole load before the party was over.
Yeah.
Right?
If you're
going
to do a wet shot, you know what I'm saying? You got to do it right.
Yep.
Right? So I guess when that
Cyber
said,
Monday is Johnny Tran,
something like that.
Okay,
Dane. So I will say though that some of my favorite doorbusters in that list had to have been the Ultra Clay Towel, the Ultra Clay Mitt, the IK HCTR sprayer.
Yeah, that was a great deal.
I would say, gosh, what else was crazy? The Twist and Shouts, where it was nuts.
Diamond
Pro Tech. I'm talking, I mean, that's
huge.
That
on Monday
came yesterday.
Sale, that was even that, more insane.
Yeah, that came just yesterday. Yeah. But, I mean, there
Stjarna
was.
Stjarna Gloss?
I mean, 40% off Stjarna Gloss. It was really like, I was like, hey, are we going to make money off of this?
Yeah.
And they were like, sometimes you got to take the risk. Sometimes you get
your
risk.
You're hoping that when people are getting that stuff, they're also maybe getting some other things. That
yes,
aren't
that's,
sale
that's what we're banking
like,
on.
Oh, I need this too anyway. That's kind of where you hope you can kind of make up the difference.
I think
a
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But we would
still a business at the end of the day. You know, you got to do our thing. But we want to be a part in every way we can.
Too. Yeah, I would say that we would probably be right now on track to ship out. I think we're shipping out Sunday's orders today. Possibly, or Monday's orders. I know we're about a day behind now.
Okay.
And so I guess if you did place
I will say, though, the team has been kicking butt.
Oh, dude, they're doing amazing. Yeah.
Amber's system is working amazing from what I hear.
Yeah. No, when I say we're a day behind, I mean, we're a day behind, but we're very efficient.
Surprised that we're only a day.
Like, with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because normally in the past, like, we, you know.
A little more
chaotic. You just get a lot of orders. You're just trying to fill everything. And sometimes your stuff doesn't get shipped till Wednesday that maybe you ordered on Sunday. And so for our team to do all this pre-planning this year and have Amber get this whole system built to really maximize the efficiencies,
yeah,
it's insane that we're literally one day behind. Like, that's crazy. So
good info, Joey.
Yeah, sometimes crevices have to stay dirty, but that is what it is. So let us know what you picked up in the comments here. I mean, if you guys, if there was any particular thing about the sale that you guys absolutely loved, let us know. Was it, was it the Doorbusters? Was it Sterneglass 40% off? Was it Diamond Protech that was 40% off? And then just let us know what you guys picked up, because we're curious. I mean, we don't really know what the numbers are yet. I mean, we have them, obviously, but me and Levi haven't gone through and said, hey, what did everybody focus on this
year? Like, what things definitely popped off is like, oh, that's what people were really after, you know, the things that held the interest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But 20% off site wide, though, I mean, almost everything. I think people probably picked up a wide variety of things. I mean, for the most part. So, I mean, that's our best sale of the year. I mean, that's it. And just to confirm, though, I did talk with Jeff yesterday, and he said that we will most likely never run a 40% off of Diamond Protech again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
He said it's like
probably your one shot.
Percent guaranteed. He said that was really an introductory thing because the brand was released and he wants more people to try it. But outside of that, I really doubt it. And then even probably the same thing with Sterneglass at 40% off. I mean,
The goal was just to, one, we had to make some room because we've got a whole other container of Sterneglass showing up, guys, with gallons, 5 liters now coming. And so we had to make some room and some stock. So a lot of people, I got a lot of messages over the weekend, people going, oh, no, Sterneglass, you guys discounted it this much. Is it going away? No, it is not going away.
I noticed it people always assume they can, like, read between the lines. It's like, no, there's no reading between the lines here. We just want to get it in more hands.
We just want to get you to try it.
Because we are virtually positive that once you give it a chance, you go, oh, I like that. And then you'll be hooked and you want to come back.
It's funny because I feel bad when I go and buy Sterneglass products, right, inside the store there, because I'm always very conscious of being like, well, I don't want to buy it all, right? And then have to worry about customer either being like a stock issue or customers saying, like, because that's something we have to ship overseas, right? Yeah. And so even John in the past always been like, hey, you know, certain things, Anthony,
maybe pick up some P&S products.
Yeah, maybe buy some products that are local that we are getting more consistently. And so I've always done that in the past. And then they're like, hey, we're putting 40% off on Sterneglass. I'm like, what the heck? What the heck? That's a better deal than what we get. And so anyway, now I don't feel bad. I'm just going to start buying all of it. I'm going to say, hey, I get all this
stuff. I'm just excited to get 5 liters in.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get me some 5 liter Force. I'm going to get me like 5 liters of Snow.
Big boys.
I'm
going to
get me the ones that I use the most.
Yeah. Force is incredible.
So obviously we're getting some comments here on what people got. They're all stoked. It was, I had to put Tony up there because it was kind of a...
It was awkward when Josh had to call me and say I couldn't order all of them.
Now, did anybody miss out is in the comments? Because I'm looking forward
to somebody coming in and going, no one said anything.
It's
like we tried to warn you in every possible way. This is a sale. Come check it out. I mean, every day we were putting something new out.
Multiple social media posts. I mean, we talked about it on YouTube. We went live. I mean, we did what we could, and hopefully nobody missed it.
Yeah.
So Force Induction says, I shared the hell out of that FTW Doorbuster. Those things never go on sale. Thanks for an awesome discount this weekend.
You're welcome.
That is very true. The FTW almost never goes on sale. It's one of our most expensive towels to make.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say to a lot of people, they may or may not be aware of this, but one of the things when you talk to people, you mention like, okay, as far as like people expect your business, you make margins on products. That's how you stay in business. But that particular towel, we're making like hardly anything on those because they are expensive to produce. And they are an extremely, extremely good towel for what they are. And I think they get overlooked still by a lot of people. So that very smart on you, Force Induction Drive, to share that, because you're right. They rarely go on sale because it's just they're too good. They're too good.
Yeah.
Too good.
Yeah. Joey Blinsky says that he picked up 3 gauntlets, Spectrums, Twist and Shout, some Bubbler, Mata, Ocean air fresheners from Coach Kemi, a UBS, and a body brush. Holy smokes. That's quite the haul, man. There. And then what else do we got here? We
have
Daniel says picked up TRC towels for winter washing at Carzilla. Heck yeah,
good
dude.
Good job, Daniel.
Yeah. Pick them up where you can. Fazal says all great deals, especially the Sterneglass and Diamond Body deals. I agree. And then Tyler, Tyler, missed out only due to my own self-control and my wife's evil eye. hobbyist details. I only need so many towels.
As a hobbyist, it's understandable. You don't have the excuse of, but it's for my business.
Right.
You can't pull that one. So understood. You're okay. We're not mad. We're just disappointed.
All right. So, I mean, but yeah, that's it, all the housekeeping. So I would say that if you guys didn't pick up anything and you're looking forward to maybe picking up Christmas presents, or you're looking forward to the holiday season, then of course we'll be having something going for this next month, which will be exciting.
It'll be nice. It won't be as crazy as Black Friday, though. You can always count on Black Friday to be like the one.
Yeah. So I'm disappointed. It's okay. So it'll be it'll be a good upcoming month, and we're gonna try to make it fun and obviously shoot some fun videos. But I will say though that the Black Friday video is hilarious. You guys walking into a dark room and it's spinning. God, that was a good idea.
Cult mantra.
Who thought of that? It's weird.
I don't know who thought of that idea. It's crazy. Yeah. But anyway, so let's jump into our weekends. Levi, what'd you do?
I was sick.
Oh.
Cool. Anything else?
Great to be back, guys.
You heard you got a little self of a cold, a little bit of a chill.
Yeah, so Thursday we went and had our Thanksgiving at our respective homes and such.
Sure, yeah.
Mine was at my house. Uh-huh. Just me, wife, kids, and mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
She cooked up all the food. Yeah. We enjoyed it. My kids were peeling potatoes. Mm. Augie fell in love with the turkey gravy this year. He was absolutely just
lost moaning in the sauce.
He was moaning. Mm-hmm. He was lost in the sauce. He was asking me, did you make this? And I said, no, I didn't. The only thing I did was take some of the pan drippings from the turkey to put into the gravy.
Well, that is the move.
And he was like, this is so good. So he spent the weekend mostly just eating the rest of the gravy.
Wow.
If I could have given it to him in a cup to drink,
he would have
drank it. So he was very excited this year for Thanksgiving because of that gravy, which made me feel good. Hadley really just enjoyed the heck out of some rolls.
Okay.
Yeah.
And some Jello.
Wrong with bread.
That's it.
Carly makes a 7-layer Jello where she puts a cup of ice cream in with the Jello.
You've talked about this. Yeah.
Every layer is different. A different color. So it's a rainbow, and then it's got whipped cream on top. It's delicious.
Like a rainbow parfait kind of thing?
Kind of, but it's she takes melted ice cream.
Oh, but there's ice cream in it. Okay.
It's melted vanilla ice cream in every, and then she takes a Jello packet.
A different color.
Different color Jello packet, stirs it up.
Is it a frozen treat?
So is it melted, and then it's frozen again?
Yeah. So then she warms it, gets it all melted, mixes it, so it's a nice green, purple, yellow, orange. Whatever color it is.
Right.
Yeah. Then she takes that, scoops it out, pours it into the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Takes that pan, puts it in the freezer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Then she waits about 10 minutes, starts preparing the next cup of vanilla ice cream.
I don't know if I'm liking where this is going.
Then
it's like, a lot of steps.
Then she pulls it back out, pours the next layer on top of the frozen layer. So then
this
you've
is
got
a lot of work.
five to seven layers of color. Then she puts a nice layer of Cool Whip, puts it in the fridge.
It's a consistency thing.
It is a delightful.
It's
enjoyable.
Just,
it tastes like yogurt, like Jello.
Yeah, okay. But why wouldn't Jell-O I just cool why whip. Wouldn't I just take a scoop of ice cream and have myself a Jello packet with that?
Oh dear!
You probably have a lot of powder in your mouth and granulating.
No, I'm saying a Jello cup, a pre-made Jello cup and a scoop of ice cream.
It's a little different than that. It's because they're all mixed together.
Well, if I grab multiple Jello cup colors and the scuba, it just seems like a lot of work for that.
It's, and I'll just tell you, it is a lot of work. It is a delicacy in many countries. So
I'm just going to say right now that there's a lot of Thanksgiving foods that aren't good that people continue to make year after year, and you go, you don't need to make this.
So here's what
it's
we made.
Okay, you can stop now.
There's families. Have you ever had the pink fluff? You know
what
pink
fluff
is?
Yeah, I don't
like pink fluff. Pink fluff.
Yeah, pink fluff, that's a thing.
Tangerines and all that in there.
Tangerines.
Yeah. See, we have ambrosia that my aunt makes, and I'm actually weirdly the one person who likes the ambrosia.
Well, nice,
so.
I'm glad you like that.
So I'm the person who will eat
cake
if it shows up. Fruitcake I ain't touching. No,
so here's what we made.
I don't want to lose teeth.
A turkey.
Okay.
In a bag.
You made turkey in a bag?
Well, you buy a
like
butterball.
Sous vide?
You buy a butterball turkey.
Uh-huh.
You rip open the bag. You pull it out. It's already inside its own bag.
Yeah.
You turn your oven on. You put it on a pan in the turkey roasting pan. You put four or five slits in it, and you just throw it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours.
Okay.
Insane. The turkey was delicious.
Yeah. So it's kind of like sous vide, but not
I didn't
quite.
Have to brine it. I didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Just put it in the oven. It was the most amazing, delicious butterball turkey I've eaten. Now, I'm a big fan of stuffing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where some people call it a dressing.
So, I don't like that. I hate that people call it different things. I know. It's called stuffing.
It's stuffing. Breadcrumbs, spices, some herbs. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Some people are obsessed with it. Others could care less.
I love stuffing. Mm-hmm. So we had stuffing.
I've stuffed quite a bit.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
A staple.
And rolls.
If there ever was.
Do you ever mix bread them rolls. Together?
Yes.
I do mix. Oh, I love mixing it together. Yeah.
Bread rolls.
You make the little volcano.
Mm-hmm.
That's so we had bread rolls.
Yeah.
Then we had two chocolate silk pies and a pumpkin pie. And that was it. And the Jell-O treat. Simple, easy, perfect, traditional Thanksgiving. A little bit of cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Just in case.
Yeah.
But that was it. We kept it very basic.
Do people actually use the cranberry sauce? I feel like it's always there for decorative
they
purposes.
No, you use it.
It's a delicious additive
I don't
to your turkey.
I rarely see anybody actually eat it. I see people put it on their plate, but no one actually eats it.
Yeah, what you do is you use that in case you use gravy or cranberry sauce in case your turkey is too dry.
I say this as someone who loves cranberries, but just never really got the whole.
So I was talking to Katie about this, right? Just in general, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a BS holiday. I mean, let's be honest.
It's mostly a holiday.
It's an excuse to stuff our gullets.
Well, it's an excuse to overeat, right? But it's also just, I mean, like at its core, just whatever, right? But I think that the problem is that there's so much tradition.
Right, Joey?
There's so much tradition based around Thanksgiving, right? That it makes it always very hard to escape the tradition to maybe try to create something new. Like, you could still have the core base of what you're thankful for, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't have to eat the traditional Thanksgiving foods if you don't want to, right? Like,
I want ham instead of turkey, personally, because I could care less about turkey.
I hate ham. I hate turkey. I hate cold ham specifically.
Oh, cold ham. Yeah, no. No.
Mostly ham is not great.
I don't like pork chops, but I like ham.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're totally devolving from your holiday here.
Right. I want a ribeye.
Yeah.
I want a ribeye and a lobster tail.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that.
I want a ribeye and a lobster tail, and I want Portuguese beans, and then I want probably mini donuts, like homemade mini donuts.
So here's the fun part about having your own children.
Yeah.
You can do that. And you can tell them, this is how we've done it for 100 years. And they will believe you.
They're like, that's not true.
But then they go to school and they ask the other kids.
These are Portuguese beans that you're eating.
It's a Portuguese tradition.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And they go, oh, okay. And then they understand. Like, I kept it very basic, and my wife and my mother-in-law did as well this year, because the years past, when we've done this at our home, my mother-in-law makes a bunch of different snacks, tons of different sides. Nobody eats them.
Really? I love the snacks before Thanksgiving.
Well, I snack, but I mean, like, sides. Like, my wife and her would make, like, a green bean casserole. I hate green bean casserole.
I don't with a passion. Mind it, but I love
green beans. Wife and her always make it, but neither of them eat it.
Mm-hmm. Casserole, though, I can't.
And they go, well, it's just supposed to be there. And I'm like, it's not.
If nobody's going to eat it,
no one's
going to
eat it. We don't have to do this.
Yeah, well,
so
why do
I want to put Portuguese beans in my Thanksgiving, because if I feed it to my children and they will eat it, then I will put it in my Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so I'm telling you,
dope.
If you get Lucy to start eating those, and she's jamming out on a lobster tail and a ribeye and those, dude, go for it.
Well, so you know, the sweet potatoes that people make for Thanksgiving, right? They cut up the sweet potatoes and they put them on there.
Good call, Joey.
So what's funny is that you'll have those sweet potatoes sometimes, but then or the yams, right? And I look at them and I go,
they're not
all you did were just cut up some yams and put cinnamon on them and throw them in there.
Maybe
if
some marshmallows.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Those are awesome. If I'm overeating, right, on Thanksgiving, right, I want those hams to not be healthy.
Yeah.
I want those yams to be.
I was going to say, hams? You mean yams?
Yams. I want them covered in marshmallow. I want there to be so much freaking marshmallow on there I want to literally throw up.
Yeah.
But I want that, and I want butter, and I want cinnamon, probably more sugar. And I want that to be a true caramelized candy yam. Not a, here's a yam that's kind of mildly cooked with cinnamon
spicy
on it.
Spicy yam.
Maybe a little bit of vanilla. Yeah, I don't want a spicy ham. So, continue on. So you had Thanksgiving.
But anyway, we watched, we streamed the Macy's sweater. Thanksgiving Day Parade that morning so kids could watch that. Then we had our dinner by about 1 o'clock. By 2 o'clock, I fell asleep. And I slept until 5.
Ooh.
Then I woke up and I said, holy cow, have I been asleep for 3 hours? And Carly said, yes, you have. And I said, okay, I'm sorry about that. She goes, no, you needed it. You look like you're tired. And I think that was the start of my cold.
Because
I slept for 3 hours on Thanksgiving, and I was like, okay, that was weird. And I felt drunk when I woke up.
And I gotcha.
So then I woke up. I walked back in the kitchen. I ate a whole other plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
It was dinner time.
Yeah.
And I'd already eaten an entire plate. And I was already super stuffed, and I could feel the food right about here.
Were these Thanksgiving leftovers, or?
Well, Dane, it was still Thanksgiving, and your family hadn't even eaten yet.
Oh, this is okay. It's sorry, still I on thought we'd moved
we're
to another
still
day.
On Thanksgiving.
We're still on Thanksgiving.
So by now it's about 5:15, and I'm looking at this platter of turkey, all the stuff still out, warm still.
Yeah.
And I just make myself a whole new plate.
Oh my God!
Carly goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner." She goes, we already ate. And I said, uh-huh. First, I'm going to eat this piece of pie. Then I'm going to put this plate down.
Mm-hmm.
Put that plate down. Felt like I had food right up here to my chin.
You did.
Like I bent over to grab a soda, and I was like, oh, nope, that's...
it's not down.
It's going to come out my mouth. So...
Sick.
I went and sat on the couch.
Uh-huh.
Didn't do anything else for the rest of the night. Then Friday morning, got up. Felt like garbage.
Yeah.
Slept, chilled out, laid on the couch. Augie and I watched some movies.
Mm-hmm.
Carly went out to a movie with her sisters, so I showed my children the intro to every Fast and Furious movie.
Oh, it's amazing. That's
every single
that's
one.
That's a great
I said,
way
sit down,
to spend.
Kids. We're gonna. I'm gonna show you this.
I'm gonna take you on a journey.
And we literally YouTubed
from the
every intro of every Fast and Furious movie.
What was your favorite one?
Augie really loved the trucks. Pulling the oil tanker heist.
Yeah,
he thought that was great.
Yeah.
He didn't quite understand in...
The Grand National. He liked the Grand National.
He liked the Grand National, but he didn't quite understand in 5 when they're busting Dom out of prison.
Oh, really?
Oh.
But he watched the previous movie, so he understood
He's only seen the beginnings.
Oh. Yeah.
So he was just confused as to why they would crash a whole bus full of prisoners.
Yeah, because they don't really address it, but everybody else in that bus is definitely dead.
Nobody gets out of
it
the bus.
It doesn't seem
like
there's a lot of...
He runs to the back door and hits the back door and then skates on it like it's a thing. Like, they wreck the bus.
Those aren't even remotely, comfy cloth bus seats. Those are, metal
Brian straight
prisoner
up, transport Brian straight up
rough
cuts
kinda,
that bus off and causes it to flip.
Yeah. But, I mean, the ending, though, of 4, I think it was 4, or whatever it was, when you see that he gets booked into prison or whatever it is, and you see that the car is going, I was like, dang. And then I was like, that's an NSX.
You get hyped. The NSX looked good.
Great sound.
Yeah,
so showed that to the kids. They loved it. Thought it was hilarious. Yeah. Augie was very intrigued. Hadley liked that there were girls in it, but she didn't quite understand the whole purpose of why we were doing it. But she was also sick. So
I bet she really didn't understand Tokyo Drift.
Augie watched that. He's gotten halfway through that with me.
Really?
Did he say anything about, I don't see anybody I recognize in this?
No, what Augie said
was... If he waits till the end, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Augie... Well, so Augie was like, he didn't like the opening scene when they... Those bullies pull that kid into the Tokyo Drift, pull that kid and start painting his stomach.
Yes, I was going to say, show him where that kid was from.
And the kid doesn't stop him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he puts the wrench back. Augie's like, that's not very nice. He needs to be standing up for that kid and helping him out. And I said, well, this is what family's all about, bud.
Yeah.
This is when he starts to learn the
value. That's true, the value of family. It's true.
So,
that's what Thanksgiving's all about, too.
Yeah. So then, so Friday we just hung out. Got out Christmas decorations, started decorating the house. Saturday and Sunday, I had a detail.
Yeah.
Saturday, I felt like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dang.
Sequoia, right?
Toyota Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man. And they only want to do the interior. And I raised my prices. For those wondering, I'm doing interior details at $200.
Okay.
End up. And then I'm going to do inside, outside, which is just an interior, a quick one step on the outside. So like Uno Protect. And some bead maker, that's it. I'm doing those for $400. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm kind of, I raised my prices up a little bit.
Yeah.
For this year.
But you're getting those belted out though.
But I'm doing them and I'm planning about 4-5 hours tops on every car. So $400 for 5 hours. Not too bad. Yeah. So these friends call, they're like, hey, we want to get this car done, blah, blah, blah. They bring it in. It's empty, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tundra or a Sequoia Platinum.
Yeah.
Older body style, first gen. Or a second gen Sequoia. And it's not bad. Black leather, black carpet. So I'm thankful. But a lot of ingrained dirt. A lot of grody stuff that's been in there. It looks like it's never been detailed. And I flip on my steamer. And my steamer does not heat. My McCullough 1275 did not heat at all.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
So I did the best I could.
Those wrenching your plans.
I had to use a ton of interior cleaner and some O&R just to try and break up some of that grodiness. Super frustrated. I texted Anthony and said, I think my McCullough gave up the ghost. He calls me back and he's like, hey, try and clean it out. See if there's anything in the gunk of goop that's inside that tank. So I did. I even put distilled water in it that night and let it run. Distilled, thinking maybe it would like hopefully clean it out after I pulled a bunch of junk out of it.
Yeah.
Nothing. Straight up dead. So I did the warranty claim on the tool. Just got an email back from this morning that they're going to replace it, which I'm very excited about. So that's nice.
That's just the kind of customer service from a Colt that we could, you know, expect.
Not too bad. I've owned it for 18 months. I looked at it, and it's a 2-year warranty.
Wow.
And with 18 months for $130, and I'll have this, and I'm hoping the new one will last for another 18 months. That's pretty dang good for that price. So, and I use it literally every weekend for the last 18 months. So, that was the only like wrench. And it frustrated me enough because it was such a pet peeve to go, dang it. Like I could have gotten all of this done faster.
Yeah.
Finished a Jack Reacher novel. I downloaded a new one. I'm on the 9th.
How many
10th.
Reacher novels are there? Like, does he just get bigger and bigger?
47, I think. No, I think it's like 22. But I'm halfway through the series now of books. And that's been something that I've been enjoying listening to on the, doing that. So finished out Sunday. I felt like just garbage. Finished up that car. Carly pulled up. She opened the garage door when she came back from doing some Christmas shopping with her mom. And she was like, you look done. And I was like, I don't feel good. I'm finishing this car. I need to take a shower and go to bed. Nope.
No.
Took a shower. Carly goes, hey, I forgot this at the store. Wow. You could go if you want. And I'm like, part of me goes, I want to get out of the house. The other part of me wants to lay down.
Yeah.
So I go run the groceries. Come back. She goes, can you make dinner? I said, sure. I make dinner. Then I go to lay down on the couch. She's like, hey, we got to do bath times and stuff for the kids. I didn't get a stop from that 3 o'clock time to when she said, you look like you need to lay down, till 9 o'clock Sunday. Then I got to lay down.
Okay.
Then I woke up on Monday and I was like, there's no way in coming in. Like that, I'm done.
Yeah.
So I spent the whole day yesterday on my couch upstairs trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Started to fall asleep about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
It was really nice. Didn't quite fall asleep till about 1 o'clock because I was kind of like in and out.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, I was down hard. 1:05, woke up to my wife coming home for lunch. She's like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to wake you. You could stay in there. I'm like, nah, I'm tired, but I'm okay. Then I didn't fall back asleep till after I picked up the kids. It was one of those where I was like, I was prone and I was laying on my back, but I didn't actually get any rest. I feel like I didn't get a sleep or catch up on any of that. So this morning I woke up and I almost decided not to come in, mostly for fatigue.
Sure.
Because like the cold isn't that bad, but it was just tired. So anyway, it was a great Thanksgiving. I didn't like that I got sick over the holiday.
No.
Frustrated about that. Thankful it's not COVID. It's just a cold. Had no flu symptoms, no fever, none of that stuff, just a lot of congestion.
Yeah.
and in my head and then down into my chest, and that was it. Yeah. So
I get it.
All in all, really good. What'd you guys do for Thanksgiving?
Well, did you pick up anything for Black Friday, Cyber Monday for yourself?
No, didn't do anything.
Nothing? Okay, well.
Spent it being sick.
All right. I looked at stuff. Yeah. I was looking at things. Looking at some
earbuds.
You know, looking at some earbuds, looking at some suitcases, some new travel solution packages, thinking of maybe updating it.
What would you call the new bag?
Well, I don't know yet, but I have to see what bag I want.
Okay.
So there's a bag that a couple folks here have purchased. They're using. I'm looking at the reviews on it. Currently, it's called the Chief's Choice Travel Solution Package.
Oh, yeah. Chief, yeah.
And Peaches and Cream has also changed to that same Chief's Choice unit. Yeah. So I started looking and going, huh, they both really like it. But then I started thinking to myself, they're not the world travelers that we are.
Oh.
Right? Wow. Yeah. So based on my last situation at the Las Vegas airport, when I had to empty out Bag Force One,
oof,
yeah,
and put stuff in another box to try and even out the weight, this Chief's Choice bag, dry, empty, 10 pounds already.
Ooh, that's tough.
Which worries me.
Yeah.
At a weight like that, when you don't even put anything in, it's already 10 pounds.
Yeah.
So you need a super lightweight bag that can still haul a lot of stuff.
That's where I'm, that's where my mind's thinking, Dane.
Carbon fiber.
That's what I'm thinking. Something like that.
Carbon shell.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Dane, tell us about your weekend.
Well, you know, fortunately, I don't have to take up too much of your guys' time because my Thanksgiving was fairly simple, too. You know, kind of like his. We got the family together at my parents' new house. It was lovely, very nice, and got to try out, you know, in their house what it would be like to have like a family get together because they hadn't.
Well, no, you actually got to have a family get together. You didn't have a virtual.
Well,
you actually had one.
Okay.
So we actually had a family get together in the new house for the first time. That's how it's worded. You didn't try anything out. You did it.
Sure. Jeez.
I saw the pictures.
Okay.
You had a full table.
It was our first time having people together in the new house.
There you go.
We hadn't done anything to this scale with family members sitting at a dining room table.
There you go. That's right. That's how you say it.
But, I mean,
it wasn't a dry run.
In the sense, it was a test because we didn't know if we were going to continue doing it after this test because it all depended on if people felt cramped or not because the new house is smaller.
Well, there's plenty of room to entertain, though. You have the back doors that open up, and then there's also the heating out there. Yep.
Yeah, no, it's nice for sure. It's very nice. But, yeah, the table set up.
It looked like you had plenty of room.
Accounting for space. We were
one
all
of your
right.
cousins was sitting at the bar.
We had.
Were you sitting at the bar, too?
No. I was at the table. My cousin, he's used to like doing his kids' table thing, so he doesn't mind because he likes doing that anyway. Yeah. He just went ahead and did it. Yeah. But yeah, no, we were down one spot at the table. The table was very full. But anyway, had my cousins, had a couple of aunts there, had my brother's work friend Anthony there, had a few other folks. But yeah, no, it was a good combo of people, and we had a great time, and it was low key. But there really wasn't anything too crazy about it. I would say, food-wise, the turkey was about as good as I could hope a turkey to be. But as I mentioned earlier, I'm not a turkey fan.
Your
personally.
Mom cooked that turkey.
And, yeah, she did a great job. Like, for a turkey, it was good.
She said she was very excited to test it out in her new oven.
Yeah. And it's it's like a steam oven or something.
She said she wasn't going to cook it in the steam oven.
Yeah, she said it was too hard to figure that thing out, so she's going to figure it out later. But the convention one did the trick.
She called me for some tips and tricks earlier in the evening, and I said, it's a bag. I'm literally
just
do
the bag, sous vide style.
Putting it in the...
and that makes sense. But no, as far as that whole front, but even if she didn't, I know she was talking to somebody about cooking.
She was talking to me about it.
Okay, then it was
at here at work. But
then that's different. I don't know who she was talking to. Anyway, point is, it was a case of a normal Thanksgiving in a new setting. Hopefully everybody likes it.
Yeah.
And then we make it a habit from there on out if things go well. So they did.
Yeah.
So we'll continue to do that. But yeah, no, it was pleasant. And then the weekend, as far as that went, nothing too crazy. I spent it, catching up with my folks. We went on some walks with the dogs and everything. They took my route that I take down by the river. They decided to join me for that one
this
weekend, which was nice. And we walked a little further than I usually walk, which is great. And then when we got back, we went a little bit of Christmas decoration shopping because the unfortunate thing that happened was we found ourselves – well, okay, the walk was Saturday, but Sunday is when we did the gift shopping. We basically had all of our classic ornaments that we had for our tree going back over, in some cases, like 50, 60-plus years.
Right.
They were destroyed by a mouse.
No.
Yeah. In
how?
My, storage in my unit? Parents in my parents' overhead storage in their old house.
Oh.
This happened a couple last year is when it happened, and so we knew that coming up for the next year we would have to do something to make up for the deficit of a lot of these classic, you know, really sentimental ornaments.
Right, yeah.
And if you're in your family, you have at least a few. Even if you're a young family, there's some where you're like, oh yeah, my kid made that for whatever. Oh, we got that when our, you know, child was born, and that's kind of commemorative of that, and it's a part of our, you know, tradition. Well, for us, it was stuff going back to when my dad was a little kid in the 60s and 70s, and same thing for my mom. Having all that stuff there, and probably, I would say, 75% of the stuff was destroyed.
There was a mouse in this house.
Yeah, no, it was not good. So, unfortunately, it was kind of a case where we had to rejuvenate the whole thing, and now it's on us to come up with some new ones. So, on Sunday, we dropped around a few Made in Boise-type shops, know, and it was nice. It was really nice. We checked out different stuff. They had some funny ones. They had some, like, really nice classical ones, but we found some things we thought fit well. So it was a nice little experience to be able to do that. Their new tree in their house looks nice, and we decorated that on Sunday evening after we went to Anthony's Seafood Joint. Not yours.
Your new seafood.
Yeah, the restaurant is called Tony's. Anthony's, and it's downtown. Yeah, so had
Tony's
some
wings,
lovely,
berries, and seafood.
They got it all, man.
True. I specialize in tentacles.
I mean, delicious. I have myself a crab stack with mango and stuff on it, crab so stack. That definitely works. Yeah. But
so going to that sentimental ornament thing, one thing Carly's done that's very inexpensive is she documents the year on an ornament.
Yeah.
So she'll write. She'll write a thing for each of
us. That's a good call. A
couple things. She takes a permanent marker and she gets like just a blank round ball ornament, like a red or like a matte red or a silver or something or white. And she writes. She gets a different color every year and she writes the year.
Yeah.
And then she writes a thing on it. So like this year for 2022, she wrote, Carly got a full-time job at Riverside.
Oh, like a full thing. Okay.
Levi got to go to a number of countries in Europe this year. Mm. Started traveling again. Augie gets to go to Disneyland for his first time. Mm. Hadley, I don't remember what we did for Hadley, but basically some things that she did that she was very good at.
Yeah.
And we wrote little things like that. Got Simon. Said, you know, Sassy went to Dane. It's an ornament, right? Mm-hmm. So it says all these little things on it. She writes it really nice. So it's kind of fun. So you get to see. So we've been doing that since 2011.
It's like a little yearbook.
So those are our ornaments. So we have about 10 ornaments that are different years of stuff that we've done together.
Okay.
And it's just something we started doing.
It's a cool tradition, actually.
Once we had kids. Yeah. And so I was going to call Anthony and send him some pictures and show him and be like, look at something simple and easy to do. And that was something fun because we looked back when they were hanging them. Carly was like, the kids were like, whoa, this is the one when we got Lucky, the cat, you know. And then Carly accidentally dropped 2012.
Oh, no.
And it broke.
Mm. It's fitting that it would happen to 2012.
And
though. She
was like, no.
The cursed year.
2012?
The Mayan calendar ending.
Ah, that one. Yeah, no. But that was when she created a new one to try and fix it. Said 2012 broke. Here's the new one that we had to write.
Here's the new.
Hopefully, I remember stuff. But it was. I know that bit of heartache when you lose those because that was something we were like, oh man, this, we've been really good
you
with
You take
those.
That and then you multiply it by like I think it was something like 50 or 60 ornaments. Yeah, I mean it was a lot. But anyway, that was kind of what happened there. But it was nice to be able to kind of refresh stuff and just try and come up with something new. Found something like really cool, like a glass seahorse found at this one place that was like really intricate.
Could you ride it?
Ornament. No. It's maybe like, it's like 8 inches tall, so it was pretty sizable. But I mean, it had to hang in a big opening in the tree so you could like make it really shine. But it was cool. Yeah. It was really cool. got a little turtle, got an owl that kind of looked like a little puffball.
I feel like I would go to Dane's house and I would walk up to his tree and he'd be like, yeah, check out my glass ornaments. And I go, Dean, this is a bong on here. And he goes, that's not a bong. And I'm like, no,
it's a telescope.
I'm like, yeah, it's a telescope. No, Dane,
it's a beaker.
This is a bong right here.
You like
and,
science?
And Dane goes, dang it. Like, they really told me it was a beaker.
And then Aaron Paul standing in the back going, gotcha. Yeah.
We go into Dane, and it's all old tiki.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, where'd you get this?
Oh, I don't know, Dane, I think your tree is cursed. Like, it's
look
like,
at all these tiki those aren't like, torches.
It's speaking in a language to me.
It's
like,
cursed.
No, he's like, well, remember how I kept it up? Because I just never wanted to take it down.
So apart from doing that, I got the wheel bearing changed in the Flex because that was the one thing that I knew when I got it. I was like, okay, there's something like a little vibration or something. Took care of that, had everything rotated, ends up driving perfect now. So I'm happy. But yeah, other than that, nothing too crazy this weekend. Very, very simple. But I know he had kind of a crazy weekend, so I want to kick it over to this
guy. How crazy was it?
That crazy
Joey Belinsky saying he wants to get a TRC on and asking for a friend. I was going to say real quick, Fazal, thank you, appreciate that. But I did that exact same thing that Anthony said, Fazal, and it just didn't work. Filled it with distilled water, let it sit, drained it, filled it up again, same mix, ran it. Nope, just dead.
Joey, of course, he's anybody who's seen the wheels on the top trim Ford Flex knows they look a little questionable as to the spoke design.
Yeah.
You can fill in the blank as to what they're you think they look like, but they look like those 20s, something.
20 inches.
The wheel's 20 inches. I don't know about the imagery.
Well, they're probably a bunch of 10-inchers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they're spokes on a hub, so.
That's what yikes. You call them. Anthony, go for it.
Anthony.
Well, so my weekend started technically last week, so I took a bunch of days off again because, again, my brother is in town. He's leaving. Actually, he's leaving right about now here in the next couple hours. But he has been in town from the Air Force, so spending a lot of time with him and then just trying to kind of catch up on essentially, 2 years of not seeing him. So, but I did come into work for those first couple days, right?
Yeah.
It was during that previous weekend I found out that I'd come and find out for a while that my truck, my 2001 Dodge Ram 1500, the 5.2 318 Magnum big block is just,
Previous Forest Service vehicle,
just an absolute blast of a truck. I was having some issues with getting hot inside. The actual heater was not really getting hot. It was getting lukewarm, like maybe a solid 67 degrees.
Like the one creature comfort that truck has.
And it probably warm up just a touch because you were driving.
Barely.
But then as soon as you got to a light or slowed down, it just got cold.
Yeah, and I would be freezing. Yeah. And then I also had these issues where earlier I had this problem where essentially my front inside of my windshield was fogging up horribly. And I would clean it. I had my invisible glass cleaner reach tool. Right. Literally, I'm spraying spraying view and like
was it like
scrubbing?
Off-gassing, like slow burn off-gassing, or was it more quick?
It looked like it was like something was off-gassing. I was like, what the heck is going on? Is it my air fresheners? Is it like, why is it doing this so bad?
Hmm.
Well, go figure. I had a suspicion that there's something going on with my coolant, right? Because I've been missing coolant. I've been leaking coolant somewhere. I don't call it leaking. I'd call it disappearing coolant.
Because it's not winding up on the ground.
Not on the ground. It's not in the engine bay. It's just disappearing. And so I had talked to my brother and sister who had been borrowing my truck because they said, hey, your truck's really cold. I said, I'm going to get that freaking thing fixed, right? So I actually took it down to the Meineke here on last Tuesday.
Right. Yeah.
And drove it down, walked back from there and dropped it off. And I told him, hey, give me a complete flush. I want to know where the leak is coming from. Do a pressure test, right? Uh-huh. Because I don't have the stuff to do a pressure test. They called me within about, 30 minutes, and they said, hey, man, there's no point in us even doing a pressure test. You have a massive leak. And I said, where's the leak coming from? They're like, it's your heater core, man. And I'm like, my heater core.
So it's in the cab?
Damn it. And I so realistically, roughly, ballpark, hit me. How many hours, right? And they're like, oh, it's like a 7-hour job. I said, 7 hours at like what, $80 an hour? They're like $160. And I said, yeah. And nah. I'm like, and that doesn't include the part. And they're like, no. So I'm like, you're telling me that I'm gonna have to pay like close to $1,100 for whatever the hell this is, right? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, pretty much. And I'm like, nope. Okay, so I go and pick it up. So that was that. At that point in time, my day was kind of ruined because I knew my heater core was bad. And keep in mind, I'll tell the story, but it's while this is happening, I'm just keeping in mind that I have a second gen Dodge Ram. That the heater, in order to get to the heater core, you have to take the dash out.
Right.
So I'm letting that just dwindle on me, and there's a lot of There's a lot of thoughts going through my head. I'm thinking, do I sell this truck? Do I get rid of it? Is it going to cause me problems?
Yeah.
Like this is a time for a new vehicle. I'm thinking about a lot of these things. Yeah.
Christmas time is the best time to buy. Check out your local Dodge Ram dealership.
Second gen Dodge Ram dashboards turn to crusty dust. That is what they are famous for. In case you didn't know.
Well, Wednesday off, right? Helped around the house, got things ready for Thanksgiving, started planning things like that.
Yeah.
I had ordered the heater core, right? Said it was going to get there Friday, which is good. But Wednesday night, I can't remember what time it was, but Katie was like, hey, let's decorate for Christmas tonight. And I said, okay, let's do it. I'll go up into the attic space above my garage, Grant Hotry's family home, and I will go and pull down all the Christmas stuff.
Well, they'd already decorated for Christmas up there.
Yeah, they did up there. But they left some decorations behind for us downstairs. Yeah. So I climb up there, and I'm looking around, I'm starting to grab things, and I start to realize that with the addition of Lucy's baby stuff that we've started storing up there as well, I'm out of room.
Oh.
I'm out of room. I got the family living up there. I got the Christmas stuff. I got Lucy stuff. I said, I don't know how I'm going to make this work because Katie was actually handing me more stuff to put up. Oh. She was like, hey, this needs to go up. This needs to go up. This needs to go up. And I said, we're out. There's no more up in this city that I've built, right? This mecca, this place.
Yeah. It's a comfortable home you've built.
And then it hit me. And I said, well, Anthony, duh, right? With a population increase, right? Of course, there has to be room for expansion. Just like with any good city.
Yeah.
Right? I have to start planning things, right?
Well, you've been planning things since you've started playing SimCity as a child.
Yeah.
So you're well-versed in city planning.
And so I need to get the blueprints out. I need to figure out how can I expand this OSB mecca upstairs here and create more storage space.
Yeah.
So I went down, told Katie, I said, hey, I just took some measurements. I'm going to run to Lowe's and I'm going to grab some more OSB and I'm going to double the size of what we were currently sitting at.
Yeah.
Wow. And she goes, well, that sounds pretty nice. And I said, let me get after this.
You
so said,
this is why you married me.
So I go down to the good old Lowe's and I buy two sheets, two 8x4 sheets of OSB, right? I end up using both of them.
Yeah.
But what I had is I had them cut to my dimensions that I needed there at the Lowe's. I said, hey, I need this to be cut like this, this to be cut like this. And the guy's like, what are you doing with these boards? And I said, don't you worry about it, old man. Just cut my boards.
Yeah.
And I'm building up my attic space for a family that lives above my garage. And he was, you know, a little unsettled about that.
On top of the Evo, actually, Joey, that's my dad.
You just put a little buffer in between, you're fine.
Throw those on the roof.
My dad had a Suburban in the backyard. He'd put stuff in the Suburban.
As
a storage unit.
It's a storage locker.
And then he'd put stuff on top of it.
Yeah, that's just
Brad. You could do the same thing with the Evo.
I wouldn't. So what ended up happening was I got the OSB, but then I thought to myself, I want to insulate my garage, right?
Yeah.
But I'm laying down some OSB
tonight. Well, what's fun to know is that your garage, you already have a problem of it getting too cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay heated.
Correct.
When you do heat it.
Yes.
So you think there's maybe not enough insulation above your garage?
There's no insulation above my garage.
Oh, okay.
So there's not any insulation above my garage.
Does your garage continue through the whole house? Is there a firewall?
There's a firewall the insulation stops.
All right. So the garage is a separate...
It's a separate entity.
Yeah.
So where the family lives, right? But I think they've moved into the upstairs of my house.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's obviously for the warmer. Winter, That's why I heard some weird noises and
stuff. You said
there
was claw marks and there was like a hole.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah,
like
chains,
marks.
Too. That was the weird part.
Huh.
But anyway, so I bought a bag of insulation knowing that if I'm laying down OSB, I want to put the insulation down before laying the OSB right, over yeah. the top, right? Mm-hmm. So that way I have that coverage. So I bought this giant vat, is what you call it? A vat sure, of insulation. Sure. It's a big bag that comes in, like, it's 24 inches by like 4 feet.
Yeah.
And there's 11 pieces in there.
Yeah.
That bag costs $100.
Yeah.
But it's R30 insulation, so right. roughly 10 and a half inches high, right? Okay, so yeah. pretty thick stuff. And so I started, I got
it's
home.
It's a bat of insulation.
Yeah.
yeah.
A bat.
Maybe bat.
A vat.
When you're batting.
Bat or is it a
you're,
bat?
It's a batting.
Bat.
It's
a no, bat. A vat is like a giant cauldron you put liquid in.
I love those. To me, it's a bat of insulation. I used to realize, I probably should know this, but so I grabbed pieces of it, sort of crawling upstairs.
Yeah.
What's amazing is that these 24, it's a bat of insulation, these 24 by 48, these 24 by 48 pieces were literally the most perfect pieces I could have ever hoped for.
Right.
Easy like, peasy. Lemon literally squeezy. Lays in between the studs nice. Like it was meant to be. And yeah. I go, holy crap, nice. I could do the whole garage, right?
So your whole garage is done now.
It's not. Just a quarter of my garage. Actually, only 60 or 88 square feet of my garage is done. But I was
your garage is like almost 1,000 square feet.
It's like 600 something. But
so what he's saying is there's a lot of potential left.
Yeah.
There's
a lot more fun projects.
There's a lot of potential left and a lot more money that needs to be spent. I need to spend roughly probably another $600. However, paying for insulation normally costs you over $1,000 if you were to have somebody else do
That's
it.
That's true. So you save money.
Yeah. So I
save
some money. Yeah. So I went up there, started doing that, got the OSB laid down. I added roughly whatever that is, 8 by 64 square feet of more upstairs storage space, which is amazing.
Well, I like those. You're also planning. It's called future planning.
Yeah.
For when you install your heater.
Yeah.
Or your air conditioner.
It is. And so.
You have insulation on top, so it's not going to, you're going to prevent that heat loss.
He'll think about it for a long time, but will he actually do anything?
But no, the OSB boards, it was super easy. I hiked him up there, right? Yeah. Threw him up there, got down there, laid him down. There is enough room for probably two families now, which is pretty impressive. There's actually so much room that not only did I put all of the baby stuff up there, I put my drum set up there.
Whoa! Right? So you can go up there and jam out if you want.
You won't bother anybody up there.
Technically, I could. I could jam out if I wanted to, but it's just disassembled and it's just up there. Okay. So now I have a closet again, and that was kind of nice. So all in all, pretty much everything I could was thrown up there. And then for Thanksgiving, so we got that done before Thanksgiving. The house was decorated.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving was pretty easy. I mean, we woke up and I think, we went to Kona Grill with Katie's dad for a Thanksgiving brunch, lunch, whatever the heck it was.
Okay.
And that was pretty good. He just wanted to do something easy. And so that's what we did with him.
Yeah.
And walked around the village, right, on Thanksgiving morning, right? Okay. I think around 11. I think it was like 11:30. What's crazy is that place was so empty and bare, it felt like it was 2014 again.
Ooh.
I couldn't believe it. If it was like a blast from the past.
Wow.
Like I'm walking around, there's like a couple people in the distance, and I go, this is what it used to be like here when it first opened up. There was barely anybody. It was just
because there was only a handful of businesses in it when it opened.
Yeah. It was a very like eerie feeling of being like, I feel like I'm back in time, and this is kind of crazy, right? Because it's this place I'm talking about. Everybody is
it's an outdoor mall.
It's an outdoor mall, but it's like popping 24/7. There's like hundreds and hundreds of people everywhere. At that time in the morning, it was nobody. It was just kind of cool. So, but did that. Then went to my parents' house for Thanksgiving. Helped my mom with the turkey and cut things, the turkey. And we had stuffing. We had everything. It was a traditional Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It was good, but again, there's always that part of me that wishes that I could create this Thanksgiving of my dreams. If I'm going to overeat, I want to overeat like the food that I actually
want.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. There's just a turkey leg's great. I love chewing on a turkey leg. I like chewing on a smoked turkey leg. I like chewing on, I don't know.
Well, a smoker will improve virtually any meat.
So. Yeah, we should have probably smoked the turkey. But anyway, so we did that. It was a good time. And then Friday, I think I got made halfway through the day doing stuff around the house and then helping Katie with the baby and everything. And then I told Katie, I said, hey, I think I'm going to do that heater core today. My heater core gets in this afternoon. I think I'm going to do it. She says, how long do you think it's going to take? And I said, they say it takes like a 7-hour job. With
that's
me,
for a mechanic who does it every day.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, with me, I'm like, I have
probably
no
longer.
I have no idea. I'm just going to jump into it. And she says, well, if you genuinely feel like you need to do that today.
Oh, God. Then it feels like a guilt
then,
trip.
Then you do that. And I said, Katie, I've been breathing in antifreeze driving around in that truck
with
no heat for probably months. And I've probably taken years off my life. I'd probably like to get this
fixed. Sure, I'll go ahead and take a few more off if it makes you feel better.
She goes, fine. She goes, go.
She says, how does this benefit our family?
Yeah, go do the
damn
truck.
Dying sooner. That's the benefit.
So I jumped in on this truck, 2001 Dodge Ram 1500, for a heater core install. I jumped into it like whole hog. I start taking plastic panels off. I start removing everything I need to remove. I would say about the hour point, I had most of the interior plastics. Like I had the glove box out. I had the cup holders. I had the steering wheel thing, all that taken out. And then I'd already started taking out everything out of the engine bay. So you have to remove the intake box. You have to remove some of the tubing, a couple of the vacuum hoses, some ground wires, and some other stuff to get to those heater lines, right? I get to that point, and I'm like, all right, like, what's my plan from here? I got to remove these heater hoses.
Right.
Put a big old bucket underneath to catch all that coolant that's going to leak down. I said, this is going to be perfect. Pop off that first hose, miss the bucket completely. About literally half a gallon of coolant goes all over my garage floor. And I go, this is freaking awesome. I love this.
Yeah.
And then the other hose fought me. I've never fought a heater hose or a hose in general that bad.
Now, are these
metal
hoses?
I'm standing on the bumper,
rubber hoses.
Yanking,
okay.
Trying to pull this thing. I was so mad I couldn't get the freaking thing off. And then I found this useful trick to get any type of hose off. Get yourself a pick that has an angle where it angles down, and then go through with a pick and start loosening everything up.
I have multiples of those.
I didn't have any pick. I had to go buy some.
Great, it's a great tool to have.
Picks are amazing.
Forceps or something.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So in the morning, on that Friday morning, forgot. I ended up going to Home Depot. I had called Levi around this time because before they go into this job, I need to get myself a hacksaw, right?
Yep.
And a hacksaw.
You had to cut those metal pipes.
A hacksaw to cut the metal pipes on the old heater core to help pull that and make it easier. Well, I went to Home Depot to get a hacksaw, check things out. I'm like, man, Milwaukee's running a good sale right now.
Right.
I'm like, they got batteries. They have all this other stuff. And then I saw the Sawzall, and I'm like, the Sawzall makes the most freaking sense.
Sawzall.
He's talking about like he's
Saws,
a Zoomer talking about Zaza.
Sawzall. Whatever.
Sawzall.
Whatever.
You called me and told me about the battery deal, and I thought that sounded pretty sweet.
Yeah, you get a deal, right? Yeah. You buy two batteries, right, for I think it was like $200, which each one is $170.
Yeah.
You buy two batteries, you get a tool of your choice or whatever if you want.
Pretty awesome.
Like, it's like literally you save like $400. It's insane.
Right.
So anyways, so the Sawzall, right?
Yeah.
That's a stupid name. How do you say that fast?
Sawzall.
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 You're adding an L where there isn't one.
You're putting an L in there. You know what I mean?
Sawzall.
Sawzall.
Oh, I thought it was Sawzall.
Salsa.
Sawzall.
This is my salsa.
Sawzall. That's a stupid thing.
New fun word for everybody to make fun of in the comments. Let's
Anyways,
go.
Sawzall. All
right. So you got your salsa.
So I got the salsa, right?
It's a
and
salsa.
I was like, hell yeah, right?
Salsa.
So I go back to the house and I continue on with the job. Most people on the YouTube videos that I was watching to see how this is done properly said this is one of the worst jobs they've ever done.
Pain.
Like when I saw there was one video where a guy was like, I'm a mechanic of 25 years and this is still a very hard
this
job
broke
for me.
I
was like, that doesn't give me any freaking confidence in anything, right? And so they started using ratchet straps, right, to remove the dash. So what they do is they undo the dash bolts and then they use ratchet straps and then basically like – and anyway, so the whole thing needs to be ratchet strapped and pulled up. I'm like, I'm not going to ratchet strap this, right? Because I saw another video where a guy literally just takes the dash and like swings it open like a clamshell and sets it on a block of wood because it's a Dodge Ram owner. I didn't have a block of wood. I found I had a bag of trash bags and a Gamma Seal lid.
Nice.
And so
I pull
the dash out and then swing it open onto this bag of freaking trash bags, and then I put it on the Gamma Seal lid. So there should be a picture of that of I sent to Nick of showing you the opening that I was able to
How much was it breaking at this point? Was it like crackling?
And... Oh, so the dash was crackling. So this is how much room I had right here. So I was able to, there's the gamma seal lid.
So there's a cover on your dash right here. So you can't see the actual dash, which is underneath, correct, which is crumbling.
Nobody needs to see that.
Right.
So that's why that cover's so there. Right back there, you can see that silver heater core. So that's the one, that's the new one. But just to give you an idea, that's how much room I have to work with. It looks big in the picture, but that's right there. It's only roughly about an arm. It's about a foot and a half, right? So there's really not a whole lot of room there.
But it gets more narrow the further you go.
And then this is what the heater core looks like once it was in, or almost in. And so what ended up having to happen, the whole thing gets pulled out. Things are breaking everywhere. Right. I'm hearing things happening, right? I'm literally looking down at my floorboard, and I'm seeing pieces of my dash falling off.
Right, it's a bag of chips.
It's a bag of chips. And, I'm like, this freaking sucks, right? So I work through it. I saws off the old one. I grab saws all the old one off. And then I grab my pry bar and pry out the old heater core. It was so gunked up that it was fused to that freaking box, right? No. So I had to like literally just pry to get it out. Got it out. The whole thing was leaking. It was a mess. Then I had to remove the old tubing. And at this point, I'm on cloud nine. I said, Anthony, like, I'm like, you're amazing. You've only broke your dash a little bit, right? And I've gotten the old heater core out. There's nothing I can't do. Then I realized I have to put the new one in. So the new one, that's this little cheap, it was $40 for the new one, by the way, Spectre. And it's got these somewhat swiveling arms. Everybody says that, they swivel to make things easy. No, they swivel to make things slightly less difficult, but it's still extremely difficult. So what has to happen is these arms have to go down through these two small holes on the firewall to go out through where the engine is, right?
That's where you connect your other heater.
The problem is the angle of which you're working in, especially with the way I have the dash, is so small that I'm doing everything with one hand. So I'm like this. So this is me looking at like my mirror, reaching in to feel things.
Right.
So I'm banging things, trying to guide hoses, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It took me 2 hours.
You're like a bomb robot.
Took me 2 hours to get it in there. And I finally fell into place. I literally crap my pants. I look, I go, I can't believe this is happening, right? This is the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah.
Didn't literally crap my pants, but I was very excited. After I did that, I banged it in. I had to cut some things around the box to make sure it fit perfectly. Right. And then I had to trim away some of the insulation on the inside of the firewall there. There's a lot of work that I had to do it. But after I got that in, I was like, okay, more coolant. Let's get the engine, all the hoses put back together. So from that point, I booked it, and I think I got everything back together in an hour, which was pretty fast. I mean, I have this dash crumbling in my hands as I'm trying to mount it back up to where it's supposed to go, and I freaking did
it. With each shove, you just hear another.
Dane, I'm killing. I'm not kidding. With every single time I put my hand on that dash, something new would break off. So,
it's so bad.
After I put everything back together, I was so happy to start the truck up. I go to start it up, and I notice that my brake lights are permanently on. And I go, that's weird, right? Why are my brake lights on, right? Because you have to disconnect your steering column, right? Yeah. You have to disconnect all that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking maybe something happened. Did I hit a wire? Turns out the good news is that I broke the brake pedal switch, which I found that night. And I said, perfect. Junkyard run, right? Yep. Not a big issue.
It's also not an expensive part.
Not an expensive part. It'll be totally fine. And then the other thing is that my stereo stopped working. And I go,
that is
well,
a problem for you.
That sucks because I go, I don't even know what I'm looking for because I just pulled the dash out of this thing.
Yeah. Not about to go back
in. Do I have to trace this loom back to where it happened? Like, something happened there.
Turns out you severed it when you're putting back the dash.
So it was like, I think it was the next day after that. That's when we had Thanksgiving, it was a day around the house. I didn't get to work on it. I basically watched Lucy while Katie did some stuff. And, that was a pretty chill day on Saturday. It was also really cold.
So did you find a new brake light?
So I did go Saturday morning. Yeah, sorry. So I did go Saturday morning, got the brake light, replaced that. Now it was the stereo I had to worry about. So then on Sunday, we went to Olive Garden with Katie's family for their kind of version of Thanksgiving and like my Katie's mom's birthday. Did that, had a good time there. And then when I got home, that's when I started working back on it. And long story short, I don't. This is like the weirdest thing. The stereo worked when I first installed it flawlessly. Okay. That stereo was never grounded.
Oh, that's.
But it worked.
Yeah.
Right. Hmm. So then I go, why is this like this? Right? Why is it doing this? So then I found the ground wire. It was just had a little connector on it. I said, this is obviously the ground. Here's the ground from the stereo. I'm just gonna put these two together. Did put them together. Started turned right on. Huh. And I go, so the stereo is working without a ground for 3 years, 2 years.
Yeah.
And then it needed the ground. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make any sense.
Whatever. So until that truck burns to the ground, we'll just
Keep, it's fine.
Keep sawing away at it.
Yep. Keep sawing away. Breaking
things. But it's hot now.
But the thing is piping hot. It gets so hot in that cab now that it's almost unbearable.
Well, the engine was generating that much heat before. It's just now you have access to it.
I can't believe it. I literally can't believe how, so it's a very cush ride, so I'm pretty happy about it. And that was pretty much it. Did that and then played Call of Duty like that with Jimmy and Dane. And
there you go.
That was it. So,
that's it.
That's all I got, Dane. All
right. Yeah, well, a lot of talking. You know, anything left to add before we round this one out?
No, just thanks, guys, for watching. Thank you again for all you guys do for us. The super,
all the things.
The it was. I was gonna say the super chat money and the fact that we were able to provide lunch for the team.
It looked
thank
good.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate that. It meant a lot. There was a ton of food, so much so that your mom was actually asking the employees if they wanted to take any of those pies home with them. Cause we had like five pies that weren't even touched yet. And all of that stuff. So, it was super cool. Thank you guys, seriously for helping us with that and providing, you know, a little bit of holiday cheer for the team that we're working for Black Friday. So we really appreciate that. It means a lot.
So if you didn't catch that, I highly recommend you go back and watch it because it's still out there. You can go check it out. But it was really special.
It was
nice to be able to do that. So if you guys want to see kind of some of the behind-the-scenes people here at TRC, that Q&A was an awesome way to do it. It brought people in. You get a chance to meet them. They say a little bit about themselves and throw some stuff out there. So check it out if you haven't already, seriously. Okay, so anyway, Joey, way to round us off saying have a good week, y'all. We will.
Joey, thank you.
Thank you, Joey. And that's pretty much it here. So if you haven't hit like on this video already, please hit like on your way out the door. We'd appreciate it. It helps us get in front of more people so that we can continue this train of rolling, sawzalling the things, all the things. Sawzall. Anyway, guys, take care. Gals, take care. We will see you later for Q&A Thursday over on the main channel later this week.
Bye.
Have a good one.
See ya.